To understand the school-to-prison pipeline, we need to understand how Michigan's zero-tolerance policies work in schools.
Zero-tolerance was initially a policy created to keep guns out of schools.
That's Rod Montz, field director at the ACLU of Michigan.
It was expanded to include a lot of things that don't have anything to do with weapons or safety necessarily.
Things like misconduct, insubordination, intolerance, loitering, disrespect, verbal abuse. These offenses increasingly result in mandated suspensions or expulsions.
Every time there's a shooting or an incident of serious violence in the school, you know, our tendency is to say we need more police, we need more weapons, we need harsher penalties. But that's exactly what got us to this point now.
To give you a sense of just how casually suspensions are doled out in some Michigan schools, let's listen in on a role-playing exercise.
Man, what's the answer to number one? I didn't get study for this all the week.
Trevon's sitting behind Rasul in math class.
Never help a brother, come on.
They're taking a test, and the teacher just stepped out for a minute. Rasul's blazing through it. Looks like he really knows what he's doing. But Trevon keeps looking up from his desk and tapping Rasul on the shoulder.
All right, Rasul, I got to number seven now. What's B? Shake your head, B.
Look, man, if you don't stop asking me, I'm going to smack you.
The two high schoolers get up from their desks and get right up in each other's faces.
Man, stop talking to me.
Now the teacher's back.
Get out of my class right now. Go.
A security guard is called, and Trevon and Rasul both get suspended. Though that didn't actually happen, it's not an uncommon story. In fact, Detroit schools gave out over 25,000 suspensions last year. Trevon Stapleton and Rasul Zaki are members of Youth Voice. That's a student-led community organizing group with 12 chapters in Detroit. Their role-playing exercise was part of a workshop they were leading about the school-to-prison pipeline and how school social workers can advocate on behalf of students.
I want to ask, so what comes to y'all mind when y'all hear the school-to-prison pipeline?
Youth Voice is mounting a campaign to change the way schools address discipline. Their ultimate goal is to convince the governor to create a budget line for restorative practices in every public school in Michigan. That means instead of investing in surveillance and security guards, they'd like to see students, teachers, and counselors get trained in conflict resolution and peer mediation.
Restorative practices is proven to reduce violence in schools, keep youth off the streets, increase graduation rates.
Chanel Kitchen is another member of Youth Voice.
West Philadelphia High School saw a 50% drop in suspensions after implementing restorative practices in 07-08. Violence incidents dropped 52% in the first year, another 42% the next. Wow.
Using restorative practices as an alternative to suspensions has already taken root in some Michigan schools, but not many. And so, the members of Youth Voice will continue traveling around the state, insisting that students should be at the table when thinking about addressing school discipline policies. For State of Opportunity, I'm Zach Rosen, Michigan Radio News.